It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 30th, 2020. On this date in 1630, 390 years ago, John Billington of the Plymouth Colony was hanged for murder, becoming the first person of European descent to be executed after conviction in a court of law in North America. Little is known about John Billington's life in England after his birth around 1582, most likely in Lincolnshire. John Billington, his wife Eleanor, and their two sons, John and Francis, departed on the Mayflower from Plymouth in Devonshire on September 6, 1620. On November 9th, after about 2 months at sea, including a month of delays in England as well as storms and other privations, they spotted land, which was part of Cape Cod. And after several days of trying to get south to their planned destination of the colony of Virginia, strong winter seas forced them to return to the harbor in Massachusetts, where they anchored on November 11th. John Billington signed the Mayflower Compact that same day. The Billington family appeared a number of times in the accounts of early Plymouth Colony and were reported to be notorious troublemakers. Francis, who went exploring soon after their arrival and discovered the body of water now known as Billington Sea, also fired off a musket inside the Mayflower, causing a dangerous fire while the ship was anchored off Cape Cod. In March 1621, John Sr. challenged Miles Standish's orders for contempt of the captain's lawful command with several speeches and was punished for it. He would do this many more times. In May 1621, John Billington the Younger became lost in some woods for several days and was eventually returned home by some of the indigenous people of the area. In 1624, John Billington was implicated in the Oldham-Lyford scandal, a revolt against the rule of the Plymouth Church, but insisted he was innocent. In 1625, Governor Bradford wrote a letter to Robert Cushman saying, "Billington still rails against you. He is a knave, and so will live and die." Billington developed some sort of animosity against one John Newcomen, another Plymouth pioneer, whom he regarded as an enemy and whom he murdered in 1630. It is not known exactly what the dispute was about, but it is known that Billington happened upon Newcomen in a field near the village and shot him dead. Billington was hanged in September 1630. His burial location is unknown, although he is probably buried on his own property, according to the social custom of the time. The family continued to get into trouble even after John Billington's death. On June 7, 1636, Eleanor was found guilty of slandering a man named John Doane, a church deacon and former assistant governor. She was sentenced to sit in the stocks, be whipped, and pay a £5 fine. In 1638, she married one Gregory Armstrong and died sometime between 1643 and 1650. Francis Billington married Christiane Eaton in July of 1634. He received a few small fines in the 1630s and 40s for minor offenses, but for the most part he stayed out of trouble. He and Christiane had 9 children and lived in Plymouth until 1669 when they moved to Middlesbrough. They both died of old age in 1684. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 30th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.